We're ready to move on to the second level of vowels. This is slide 12. Slide 12 is called second level. Once we have the basic vowel set, E, U, A, O, and A, the first level, the second level that children tend to develop is to combine those vowels into what are called diphthongs. And diphthongs, we all know, are one new vowel made from two older vowels. On the left-hand side of your chart there, you see words listed that represent the diphthongs. So we have buy for the vowel I, bow for the vowel ow, boy for the vowel oi, beauty for the vowel ew, and bait for the vowel a. And I'm saying vowel here, but you know I mean diphthong. The chart then further has columns that read first vowel, second vowel, and diphthong. So again, this is just to help us analyze what's going on here. When we talk about the first vowel, I, as in the word by, I hope you can hear that the first part of that diphthong is the vowel ah, by, and the second part is E. And what makes the diphthong is hitting the ah on the front end, hitting the E on the back end, and then making a nice smooth transition from one to the other through the process. I, same with ow, ow, same with oi, oi, same with ew, ew, and same with a, and so we have the child showing an ability to not only produce each of those vowels individually, but to be able to sequence one after another, two together to make a new diphthong, which makes a whole new set of words that he can say. On slide 13, we have the vowel quadrilateral represented again, and we show how the diphthongs are formed, sliding from one vowel to another to create a new sound. So we have the child saying, ow. He starts out with the ah of box, ow, and he slides up to the oo of boot, ow. He can also say I by sliding from the ah of box to the e of beat, I, and so forth. And you can take your time to read through each of those to make sure you understand how the vowels, how the diphthongs are transitional sounds that include two vowels, one on either end, and the transition between them. Now, if we think about children with apraxia, obviously, children with apraxia have a significant lack of vowels to begin with. So we have to make sure we start by teaching them the five basic vowels that we started with, and then the second step is to teach him how to sequence from one to another. As most of you know, children with severe apraxia have very strict limitations in their ability to sequence. This is one of the early ways in which they learn to sequence from one sound to another. Ow, I, O, Oi, A, and this is some of the skill that they need to learn. Slide 14, without diphthongs. Intelligibility on early words is affected without the ability to produce diphthongs. For example, the word bye is typically produced ba, and bye-bye subsequently is produced ba-ba. A word like hi is pronounced ha. Ouch is pronounced ach. Couch is pronounced kach, or more likely tats. Toy is pronounced to. Baby might be pronounced bebe or bibi. Beautiful. We've all heard children say beautiful. And music, pronounced music. Now, when a child is at a one-word level, it's still fairly easy to understand these words. But the problem comes in when he starts taking these words without diphthongs and moving into connected speech. That's where intelligibility really begins to break down. How does connected speech sound without diphthongs? Slide 15. A lack of diphthongs makes speech sound choppy or cut off or truncated. chop, 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 chop is how they sound. Melody and intonation are very limited when a child is not stretching his vowels out and sequencing from one to another. Rate will sound fast as a result. And most importantly, no space is created for final consonants. Listen to these utterances. With normal articulation, or I should say with mature articulation, we say, bye-bye, see you. But without diphthongs, we say, ba-ba, see ooh, ba-ba, see ooh. Now, children who are at this level of vowel distortion will obviously be producing consonants wrong, too. So, bye-bye, see you might be pronounced ba-ba, see ooh, but more likely is pronounced ba-ba, dee ooh. And you probably have many clients who sound like that. Ba ba di u, di u e u, a di u. I know wanna go now. I go either. I go see you either. I go bye bye with u either. Do you hear that? That's lack of diphthongs right there. And it's consonant problems superimposed on top of that. The sentence, my dad is noisy, will be pronounced, ma dad is no z, which changes the meaning. Not my dad is noisy, but my dad is nosy. So the I of my changes to ma. And noisy changes to nosy. Now again, children will have consonant problems as well if they're at this level of expressive speech disorder. And instead of saying my dad is noisy, if they change just the vowels, they'll say ma dad is no Z, but they're probably going to say, ma dad is no D, ma dad is no D, because they're going to be so impaired in their speech that their consonants, of course, are going to be involved as well. Ma dad is no D, or ma dad is no D, or da dad is do D, or ma dad is ma 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 ni, or a e e o e, like that. Again, subtracting down. Now, again, we tend to focus on the consonants. When we hear I, a, e, o, e, we tend to think, oh, there's no consonants. But what I'm suggesting is that the first thing we need to do to take them up to a higher level of intelligibility is to train them to produce their vowels correctly and to produce diphthongs. I like to say that training the vowels and the diphthongs is the first half of intelligibility. It's what takes a child from almost completely unintelligible to about 50% intelligible. And the other 50% is working on the consonants. Let's look at the next sentence. They are beautiful. There's several diphthongs in there. A. Now, R classically, traditionally, is not a diphthong, but it functions in the same way as a diphthong. It's a gliding experience. It's a gliding set of phonemes. R, and then the word beautiful. B-U, E-U, B-U, E-U. There's another diphthong. So they are beautiful will be pronounced they are beautiful. And again, consonants will be a problem. So usually we'll see de-a-bu-te-bo, 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 do-din-da-bu-te-bo. Do you hear the vowel problems that are in there? The next one, I like the toy boat. We have four diphthongs. I like the toy boat. Without diphthongs, the child might say, I like the toy boat. Boat, and it will sound choppy and a little bit unintelligible. But the child will probably mispronounce his consonants as well, and he might say, a da da to bo, or da 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 to do, or ba 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 bo bo. Or he might leave consonants out altogether and say, I a o o. And I certainly have worked with many children like that. Again, lack of sound, I hope you can hear that the lack of the diphthongs makes the speech sound choppy, cut off, truncated. I like the toy boat. I-I-a-o-o. I-I-a-o-o. I-di-da-toy-bo. I-di-da-toy-bo. I-li-da-toy-bo. I like the toy boat. With each advancing level, we have more consonants in there, certainly, but we also have better vowels, clearer vowels, and beautiful diphthongs. Without the diphthongs, the melody is significantly impacted. Intonation is limited. I like the toy boat. I like the toy boat. I like the toy boat. We have limitations in how melodious the utterance is. Rate sounds very fast. I like the toy boat. Just the fact that I'm truncating my diphthongs makes each syllable sound shorter and makes rate sound faster.